The Jamaica Business Development Corporation, JBDC's mobile business clinic, has shifted into high gear with phase two of the initiative set to roll out next month. Implemented in 2014, the Mobile Business Clinic Initiative, MBCI, involves the decentralization of business development services geared at reaching a wider group of micro, small, and medium enterprises, MSMEs, in new and existing industries and sectors. Corporate Communications Manager at the JBDC, Suzette Campbell, says phase one of the program was a success. She says approximately 2,400 small businesses benefited under phase one of the project, which ended in July 2016.
Phase one was aimed at reaching clients and engaging them to deliver our services, to basically bring to them the key agencies that they will interface with along their entrepreneurship journey.
Some of these agencies include Jamaica Promotions Corporation, Consumer Affairs Commission, Bureau of Standards Jamaica, and Companies Office of Jamaica, among others. Ms. Campbell says a total of 12 clinics were held across the 14 parishes. The main objectives of the MBCI are to facilitate business formalization, market access and market entry, to increase awareness of business development services, to provide training, capacity development and technical support. It also aims to promote sound entrepreneurial practices through public education programs.
Because what you find is you have a lot of persons operating businesses, but in an informal way, and so they don't adhere to certain standards. They are not aware of the guidelines. And so phase one really was a sensitization process, which was opened to just about any member of the MSME sector. And that's why it was implemented in town centers, so anybody could just walk in.
So, what can entrepreneurs expect under phase two of the MBCI? Ms. Campbell says specifically selected entrepreneurs within the MSME sector will be targeted. These participants, she says, will benefit from continued support under the initiative, which will be executed in six regions island-wide under the theme Converting Capacity to Currency.
Phase two is more targeted to persons who are already entrepreneurs and particularly along a growth path. And so you have to meet a certain criteria. And so while phase one, we reach the audience through mass market, mass media advertising, you won't find us doing that this time. The event is a private one.
The first in the series of clinics will be held in May in the parish of Manchester and will target MSMEs from Manchester, Clarendon and St. Elizabeth. Ms. Campbell explains that MSMEs will be selected from the agency's database to participate in the clinic, which will be free of cost. Entrepreneurs who are not in the agency's database but meet the requirements for participation can also apply for a spot in the program by calling the JBDC at 928-51615. Some of the areas to be covered include financial literacy, small business law, youth entrepreneurship, family-owned businesses, trade policy, value chain management, and new business opportunities.
These are key areas that entrepreneurs will need to become very familiar with if they are to move from one stage to the next. We have already strengthened you, given you the information that you need. Now we are going to help you to move towards where you are really profitable as an entrepreneur.
Corporate Communications Manager at the JBDC, Suzette Campbell. The JBDC is an agency of the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries. It was established in 2001 as a premier government agency providing business development services for MSMEs.
Love how Jamaica set up fish sanctuaries, and everybody loves the fish sanctuaries, cause it's a plan to have more fish for everyone and help save the reefs we depend on. And that will ensure the livelihood of the fishermen. So no fish in a dam, let's protect our fish sanctuaries.
Brought to you by the Fisheries Division in collaboration with the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, under the NPAS project.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.